Hello and welcome to the Print AM. I'm Tina Das and I'm going to tell you more about the recent controversy that has erupted over the poster of Leena Manimekkalai's film Kali. The Tamil filmmaker Monday said that she stood by the poster of her documentary Kali, which has drawn backlash in India and has led to a police complaint over its portrayal of the goddess. Amid social media calls for her arrest, the Madurai-born director told the Print that she would invite all trolls to watch it. The poster of her film, which she tweeted on 2nd July, shows a woman dressed up as the goddess and smoking a cigarette. This image is set against the rainbow flag of the LGBTQ community. The documentary, part of Rhythms of Canada at the Aga Khan Museum in Toronto, has resulted in an advocate in Delhi, Vineet Jindal, filing a complaint against her with the Intelligence Fusion and Strategic Operations IFSO of the Delhi Police. The poster by Leena is really derogatory and inflammatory in terms of religious sentiments. We cannot allow such objectionable pictures in movies, he told the Print, adding that it could even lead to incidents such as the ones that came on the back of a now-suspended Bharatiya Janata Party spokesperson's comments on the Prophet Muhammad in a television debate in May. Manimekkalai, however, said in a tweet in Tamil, "I have nothing to lose," after the hashtag #ArrestLeenaManimekkalai trended on Twitter. "As long as I'm alive, I would like to voice, without fear, what I believe in, even if my life is the cause," she wrote. If the complaint against Manimekkalai turns into an FIR, she could face charges under sections 295A and 298 under the Indian Penal Code. The filmmaker told the Print that her documentary was inspired by local myths about the deity descending on people at temple festivals. "It's common to see people dressed as Kali, drinking, smoking and dancing at such festivals," said the director, who's currently pursuing her master's in film at York University, Toronto. This isn't Manimekkalai's first brush with trouble. The filmmaker, who has two internationally acclaimed movies, Madathi and Sengadal, to her credit, almost had her passport impounded in 2021. She was one of the two women who spoke up against Kollywood director Susi Ganesan during the Me Too movement in 2018. Ganesan filed several cases against her, including criminal defamation. He also moved a petition at the Saidapet Metropolitan Magistrate Court to have her passport impounded in November 2020. In February 2021, the Regional Passport Office in Chennai issued her a notice asking her to explain why her passport shouldn't be impounded because of the criminal trials pending against her. Manimekkalai has seen everything from rape threats to attacks on her followers, she told the Print. But she remained sure of what she wants to do. "In the history of human civilization, artists are the first targets for fascists. But art has always survived through the violence, oppression, wars, and stayed witness to every human destructions," she said. For more such stories, do keep listening to the Print AM.